Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I am your host, Candice D'Andrea. I have a few announcements to make today. Today is Mystic Mark's birthday, so everyone, we give a shout out to Mystic Mark and his dedication at Mystic Records for 30 years now. And I have a track from The Grim to play for you today. The Grim has been playing so many new gigs. Okay, that was The Grim. I have some shows coming up today. The Defects are playing with Murdered by Drifters at The Crest in La Crescenta, California. Great place. I used to live up there. And, we can't forget Cobra Side. Cobra Side is having their open public house, public sale today. Their distribution for Mystic Records. And today is a good day to get your hands on some of that great vinyl going around. And Cobra Side in Glendale is the place to go and find your favorite records. And they also have live music and the Dalai Lamas and Dice Records artists, the Black Tibetans, will be there today. Okay, and the Vex has Angel City Stomp, featuring Guana Bats and more, all-age show. That's in L.A. Also, Bad Samaritans are playing today at Gilman Street in Berkeley with, of course, Guantanamo Dogpile with Mike Avila. Can't miss that. That's a good show coming up. And we also have Christmas show in Hermosa Beach with Unwritten Law and Harmful to Swallow at St. Rock. Let me see. Matt Irwin's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Matt Irwin. He's 39. Tomorrow there's a rock and roll barbecue with Fatso Jetson, Automatic Sherpas, and a whole lot more. This is at the Cafe Nella in Los Angeles. And Sunday, don't forget, oh my gosh, this is so cool, Angry Samoans, Public Nuisance, RF7, Barbie and the Hookers, Skin Flick Reunion. You've got to make this Christmas Punk Fest at the Kolbach Cafe in Canoga Park. And I have a caller on the line here. I have Albie Sacramone of Don't Know. And I'd like to welcome you to the show, Albie.
Thank you, honey.
Okay,
how you doing today?
Now, I know that Don't Know is coming out with 30 years of Don't Know on Mystic. It's going to be a new LP coming out soon. And I would like to know, how did Don't Know get together? How did they start?
Back in about 1981, in that park, I answered an ad for a vocalist for a punk band. Now, the guys were all lived in Malibu, and I lived in Venice, and I went up there and tried out, and, I made the band, and eventually that band became Don't Know. I changed the bass player and the guitar player to Warren Fitzgerald and Danny Wallace, both from Huntington Beach. And that's how we got our money Huntington Beach thing going there, because probably around 82 in that ballpark is when that started. And that's pretty much how that all began. And, you know, in the early days, we played a lot of, you know, small shows and this and that, and, you know, just kind of made our bones. And then, you know, eventually it got better, and, you know, everything comes around the way it's supposed to. So, you know, it all worked out. But you know, that's how that started back then.
Okay, and who was on drums back then?
In the very beginning was Matt Chazen. And about 82, on the Mystic 7-inch, that's Scott Chazen. He was the original drummer from a band called Junior Achievement out of Phoenix. And we used to play in Phoenix a lot, and that's how we hooked up with him. So when we when Matt quit, you know, he called us and was interested in joining the band, so he moved to L.A. Well, he actually moved to Huntington Beach, and he started playing with us, and he's with us on that Mystic 7-inch.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what about Nick Petrelli? I know he was on drums last time I saw you guys play in Highland Park. Is Nick going to be drumming with you on the new album?
Nick is drumming on like 10 of those songs.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, Nick joined the band back in 1985. He's been with me ever since.
Yeah, he's a great drummer. He's a fun person, too. I really like him.
Well, yeah, because actually when he was a kid, they were children back then, but they used to follow us around. he used to go to the cafe, and, you know, we played a bunch of parties, and those guys were always there. So actually, what's funny is in 85 when he joined the band, he already knew all the songs. It was funny because he just sat in and started playing. So it was an easy fix, you know.
Yeah,
he's actually, I've known that guy too long, you know, it's been a long time.
He's a fun person to be around, always has something fun to say too. So, tell me more about, tell me who is the lineup with Don't Know right now?
The lineup with Don't Know is Nick Vitarelli on drums, Nick Chavez on guitar, and Jason Baudet on bass. Jason Baudet, Nick Chavez, and Vitarelli. Now, Vitarelli's been around since 85. Baudet and Chavez joined the band probably around 87.
I see.
Yeah,
I love that bass of Baudet. Boy, he's really, really something there. And you on vocals, I mean, who can mess with a lineup like that? I mean, it's so much fun.
it's been a long time ago. But Baudet,
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years, 30 over
years
30 years.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, if you asked me 20 years ago if I'd be, I would have never thought that it would still be going on, and that there was such a wide range of people that was still enjoying that music, you know? I mean, because for us back then, it was like, you know, just what we were doing, and almost felt compelled to do it. And then, you know, and to think that it's still going after all this time is just unbelievable.
It's great. It's really great. Well, you know, you have a really good band together there. And there was so much energy at the last show that I saw you at. It was fantastic, and everybody had a really good time. You guys are hot. I mean, you really get out there and get the feelings going and get the crowd moving around, and FSU.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. I know.
I love that.
I do too. It just goes on and on. It's like the moniker of the early 80s, you know, and it carried on itself. And then people, you know, call themselves Don't Know, and I mean, not Don't Know, FSU, and it's the gang and all that shit, man. And we started that in 92, and that's what they say. Goddamn, now we've been doing that shit since 83. You know? It's funny.
Well, you know, there's some people who don't know what FSU means. So would you like to tell our listeners?
Well, of course I would. Can you say that stuff on the radio?
Well, I have an R rating on it. Yes, you can say, fuck it up, fuck shit up.
Yeah. Fuck shit up.
FSU. So, for all of those of you who don't know what it stands for, well, on the count of three, I'll be fuck shit up.
Fuck shit up. Yeah. I love
yeah,
it.
That's, yeah, I
got
I put that out
on
in
my
the,
arm. Huh?
I put that out in the Mystic Christmas card. I put in a little note, FSU.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, I've seen some really fun shows where, I forget what they call them now, but you text everybody at the last minute where it's going to be, and they have, like, a bunch of electronics, and they just start smashing it all up. It's like FSU all the way to, you know. It's so funny. And they're playing punk rock music while they're smashing everything up, so it's like,
yeah.
Wow.
That's, you know, back in the early
really.
I know, yeah. back in the early days you had to try to not control them, but you know, can chill out a little bit, you know, cause we were playing one show and it was at a hall, a skating rink, you know, and they, you know, of course put the plywood down and all that, and it's just a big huge skating rink, but the skating rink had lockers. And all of a sudden we're playing, and there's probably like 500 people there, and I see a row of lockers come flying through the friggin' crowd. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my God. It's just what it is. You can't control it. You can just start it. After that, it's on its own.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of people, especially Keith Morris. He used to jump up at the cafe downstairs and peel a piece of the roof off every time he sang. And after a while, David Lee Roth had to sing about Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs, how they sang so good the roof fell in, but quiet as it kept, the roof was falling in because everybody was always FSUing it.
Yeah. That's right. Man, I love that place. That's right. That's where you can do that and get away with it and get paid.
I know. Is that cool?
Yeah, very cool.
That's the best way to have
I can't wait to get back out there. I can't wait to get back out there and see everybody and start playing again.
Well,
it'll
that's right,
fun.
And as soon as your daughter graduates from high school, you will be back in California.
That's right.
We'll be seeing more of Don't Know, and
absolutely.
There's going to be at least two records coming out real soon now, the best of 30 years, the best of, not the best of, it's the 30 years of series of Mystic Records, so 30 years of Don't Know, and the Grimm's going to do one also, 30 years, and I have a book I just finished, it's a little history of Mystic Records, and I've got a picture of FSU right up from the very first page. I love it.
One
of the guys at your show had a T-shirt. Well, it's a Don't Know shirt. And it always says FSU on it somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Yeah, just like Suicidal Tendencies one time, they tore the plant apart. It was a club called The Plant. And, yeah, it was crazy, crazy stuff. Well, we're about out of time. Thank you for coming on, and appreciate you coming. And we will see more of Don't Know coming up in 2014.
Absolutely. So Candace, you take care of yourself, and you always know you can call me if you need me.
All right, and we need you all the time, don't you know? So this concludes our segment of Mystic Records, Party or Go Home, and would like to remind you all to go out and check out the bands, and don't forget, party or go home. Later.
Later.